Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Steve, your English guide from abroad. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. All right, that means tomorrow is New Year's Day, which is the first day of 2020. I actually just got back from Jade Mountain, which is Yushan in Chinese. This is my third time going to Yushan or Jade Mountain. I went to Jade North Peak on this trip, so now I've officially finished all five of the Yushan front peaks. Front Peak, West Peak, Main Peak, East Peak, and North Peak. So my mind is still a little bit sleepy from waking up so early and hiking for so long.
大家好,我是Steve, 新年快到了,我刚刚回来鱼山, 我第三次来爬山, 这个路程, 我爬过鱼山北峰。
All right, getting back to New Year's, how will you celebrate New Year's this year? I think I might have a quieter holiday since I had a very lively Christmas, but I definitely plan to stay up until midnight to ring in the new year.
你们都怎么过新年吧?
All right, so last week I asked a trivia question. It was, which European country celebrates New Year's by eating 12 grapes with the chimes of the clock at midnight? And the correct answer is Spain. Spain, you eat 12 grapes around midnight, and it might give you good luck. So three people got it right this week. So congratulations to Shakespeare, Jeff Young, and Shi Ying Chang. Jeff Young, Shakespeare, and Shi Ying Chang, good job, guys. And today's sentence will actually be about this same tradition. So stay tuned and listen until the end for a new trivia question. All right, here is this week's question. It says, here is this week's key sentence. In Spain, if you can manage to stuff 12 grapes in your mouth at midnight, you'll achieve good luck in the new year. All right, a little bit on the pronunciation. So after in Spain, take a quick pause. Spain is emphasized because it is telling us key information. In this case, where the sentence is taking place. In Spain. So when a sentence gives you specific location information like Spain, that is sometimes emphasized if the location is very important. Listen to this example. I like to go shopping in New York. So New York is emphasized because that is where you like to go shopping. Maybe you don't like to go shopping in other cities, but you do like to go shopping in New York. So the where is only emphasized if the location is important. All right, and the next part, stuff 12 grapes in your mouth by midnight, is also stressed a little bit, but there's more stress on the midnight because it tells us when we put the 12 grapes in our mouth. This is a little bit confusing, but when you read a sentence, there should be some part, the what, the when, the where, the how, or the why, that gets stressed because this is the part of the sentence that we want the listeners to understand. So in this case, we need listeners to know that this tradition is happening in Spain and that you stuff the 12 grapes in your mouth at midnight. So the time and the location, the where and the when, are stressed in this sentence. Lastly, good luck and New Year are also stressed in this sentence. When we say good luck, we want to say it loudly and in a happy, jovial manner. It's a very lively saying, and we want people to know that we mean it. Listen to these two sentences. Good luck in your studies next year. That sentence does not sound right, because you're not stressing good luck, and it doesn't really sound like you really mean it. It sounds like you don't care. Instead, you should say, oh, I wish you good luck in your studies next year. So the good luck and next year are emphasized because you want good luck to sound very happy and strong, and like you mean it, and you're telling them when you want them to have the good luck next year in their studies. All right, let's move on to the vocabulary. So vocabulary word number one is stuff. Stuff. Now be careful, this is the verb form, so to put something inside something, not stuff like I have a lot of things. So the definition is to completely fill a container with something. So here's the example sentence. I stuffed my bag in the back seat. I hope nothing fell out. So stuff means you put a lot of stuff. So in my bag, maybe I put a bunch of stuff in my backpack, and now it's really full. So maybe something could fall out.
The Chinese for this sentence is 我把睡饱才在后座.
The word number two is midnight.
Midnight.
It's a noun. And the definition is 12 o'clock in the middle of the night. So sometimes it's used for exactly 12 o'clock. And sometimes we just say, oh, I woke up at midnight, which could be 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning. But I recommend you try to use this word for 12 o'clock only. It makes more sense. So the example is, I usually go to sleep around midnight, but my friends like to stay up until 2 o'clock.
All right, and the Chinese is 我平常在午夜在做睡觉,但我的朋友们欢熬夜到两点.
All right, word number three is achieve. Achieve. It's a verb, and it means to succeed in finishing something or reaching an aim, especially after a lot of work or effort. So think about a goal you might want to achieve, like you want to learn how to play guitar. Maybe you can achieve becoming a good guitarist by learning how to play a song, or writing your own song, or making a really nice cover. We often say achieve a goal or achieve something. The example is, I want to achieve my biggest goal for 2020, writing a novel.
我想实现我2020年的最大目标，写小说.
All right, that's it for the vocabulary and the pronunciation. Okay, I thought I would take the end of the episode to create a new trivia question and introduce you to New Year's resolutions. So first, here is next week's trivia question. What is the name of the smallest type of tree in the world? Again, what is the name of the smallest type of tree in the world? Your one hint is that it was created in Japan. If you know the answer to this question, or if you want to guess, please send me a private message on VoiceTube. It's very easy. Just click on that mail icon on the top right corner of your screen and type in my name with the answer. All right, lastly, I want everyone to give me their 2020 goals. Sometimes people make New Year's resolutions, which are basically goals for the new year. Some common resolutions are losing weight, exercising, saving money, or learning a new hobby. Plus, there's many more. So check out this week's English blog if you want to learn more about resolutions and New Year's phrases, because this week's blog is all about New Year's.
我要你制定2020年的新年目标. 很多人想要运动、减肥、睡新的爱情.
Okay, here's how you can give your New Year's resolution. You can just say, my New Year's resolution is to blah, blah, blah. So my New Year's resolution is to exercise more. My New Year's resolution is to play guitar. My New Year's resolution is to learn how to paint. My personal New Year's resolutions are to save more money, publish a new book, and to sleep better. So I need to save more money because I'm pretty good at spending money on stuff I really like. I have a new book coming out, but I need to push myself to finish it. And I have trouble sleeping a lot of the time, so I want to find a way to improve my sleep. What are your goals for 2020? I would love to hear them, so share them in the comment section below, and check out the English blog to learn more about New Year's. I'll catch you guys next year. 明年见!